Penguin Random House Audio presents MacArthur's Spies, the soldier, the singer, and the spymaster who defied the Japanese in World War II. This is the author, Peter Eisner. Preface. Just hours after the surprise assault on Pearl Harbor in December 1941, Japanese planes launched a second attack 5,300 miles away, bombing and strafing U.S. military airfields around Manila in the Philippine Islands. The attack was less of a surprise but equally devastating. Though many more Americans died at Pearl Harbor, the consequences of the Japanese attack on the U.S. Commonwealth of the Philippines were at least as far-reaching. The day of infamy was December 8, 1941, across the international dateline. A single bombing run at Clark Air Base north of Manila wiped out half of the 35 B-17 bombers and 75 P-40 fighter planes stationed in the Philippines. 2 days later, Japanese attacks destroyed the U.S. naval base at Cavite. On successive days, Japan swiftly wiped out U.S. defenses in the Philippines and then launched a full ground invasion of the 7,107-island archipelago. The United States had about 30,000 soldiers and was training four times that many Filipinos to defend the islands, all too late. Less than a month later, on January 2, 1942, Japanese troops marched into Manila unopposed by the U.S. forces commanded by General Douglas MacArthur, who had withdrawn to the Bataan Peninsula and Corregidor Island. Tokyo saw the conquest of the Philippines as essential to cutting off Allied supply lines and as a stepping stone in its plan to control all of Asia. By the time they occupied Manila, the Japanese already had seized